This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, waliyya salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, khatam al anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa ba'd. فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, all those who call to his way, all those who establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself and you of the importance of the consciousness of God, taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal. The importance of surrounding ourselves with an understanding of the Creator, that Allah knows, Allah is with us with His knowledge. There is nothing we can do, there is no place that we can be that Allah Azza wa Jal does not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the last book, the Quran, the final testament to humanity. He revealed it in the Arabic language in a way that could be completely understood by his companions, by the Prophet's companions, and a way that could be completely understood by people who were aware and spent the time with the book to the day of judgment. Allah revealed in His glorious book, O you who believe, fear Allah, have the consciousness of Allah in the way He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this oft-repeated verse has cautioned us of the importance of having that submission, having that fear and hope of the Creator in the proper way. It is not the fear of a wild animal. It is not the hope in the lottery. But it is a well-founded feeling and submission to the Creator, based on what we see around us, what we understand, and what Allah has put into our hearts. And then Allah said, try your best to leave this world as a Muslim, meaning in a state of Islam, istislam. And a Muslim is one who surrenders himself or herself to the will of the Creator. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah. And so if Allah has given us 5 salat, then a Muslim would implement the 5 salat and not say that because I live far away from Mecca, now I should do 2. A Muslim is one who submits. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is a rotating month on the lunar calendar. A Muslim is one who will fast regardless of whether it is in the winter or the summer. If the person submitted to their intelligence, their human intelligence, they might say, I would prefer to fast every year in December because it makes more sense in the northern country. It is the shortest time of the year, the weather is cool, And the fasting can go away without any feeling at all. And that person, even though they may say the word Muslim, is not actually in a state of Islam, because the istislam is with the tongue and the heart and practice. It is a complete understanding that the believer has. And this message is so important to us today, in this world of confusion, this world of lies and deception. It is important for us constantly to go to the bottom line, to the essence of our faith, and to renew it. Renew our submission and pray sincerely that Allah would allow us to leave this world as Muslims. O you who believe, Alhamdulillah, we are in the sacred month of Muharram. This is one of the four special months, Arba'atun Hurum, the sacred months. And Muharram is an extremely important time. Many people underestimate the importance of the month of Muharram. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma reported that he used to see the Prophet ﷺ was really serious about fasting on the 10th of the month of Muharram. He never saw him more serious about fasting on a particular day than this day. It is also noted in our history that the first obligatory fasts on the Muslims was not the month of Ramadan. The first obligatory fast in the first year after the Hijrah was the 10th of Muharram, Ashura. And so the concept of Ashura in the time of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was connected to the fast, and it was connected to the sacredness of this very important month. It was later, in the next year, that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed in the second chapter of the Quran, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمَ الشَّهَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, okay, this is the oft-repeated verse, شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمَ الشَّهَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. So Allah said Ramadan is that blessed time when the Quran was revealed as a guidance to humanity and clear evidence from the guidance and that which separates truth from falsehood. So whoever amongst you witnesses this month, he must fast. Fal yasumhu. And when the lamb, this is called lamb al-amr, when the lamb is used here in this verb, it means you must do it. So at that point, Ramadan became wajib, fard, obligatory, and the fasting in Muharram, on the 10th of Muharram, became sunnah, recommended fast, a strongly recommended fast. And it was noted at that time that the Prophet ﷺ was fasting in commemorance of the rescue of Musa alayhi salam from the Fir'aun. And so the fast of Ashura was not a type of punishment or penance. It was a celebration. It was a submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a remembrance of the will of Allah azza wa jal, who saved his mighty messenger Musa alayhi salam from the terrible forces of the Fir'aun that were out to destroy them. And so, the 10th of Muharram was important for the believers in this first generation because of the sacredness of the month and because of the rescue of Musa alayhi salam. And it was noted through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was on the 10th of Muharram that the Noah's Ark, Nuh alayhi salam, His ark landed on Mount Judi on the 10th. So it's a sacred time. And the Prophet ﷺ, as we have learned, said, we are different than the Yahud, show a difference. We respect Musa alayhi salam, but we are the last ummah. So if I live for the next year, I will fast the 9th and the 10th. He did not live for the next year, but Muslims continued the 9th and the 10th, and if not, the 10th and the 11th. So we are in this sacred time now. We are still within the sacred 3 days of the Ashura. And it is crucial to remember that connection with the prophets. And remember, before anything happened, after the death of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, Ashura was established. The fasting was established. The understanding was established. And in the day of Arafah, in the last year of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Al-Ma'idah, inside the long verse, verse 3, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam adina. Allah revealed, today I have completed your religion, I have perfected my blessings upon you, and I am pleased to give you Islam as your way of life. And so the three aspects crucial in this verse, the kamal, the completion, that the basic fundamental practices of Islam, the foundations of the way we function, the way we think, the house of Islam, were completed. The house is completed. The actions are perfected. So in other words, the actions of Ashura are perfected to connect ourselves to Musa alayhi salam, to connect ourselves to Nuh alayhi salam, to fast in this time. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who would fast on the 10th, that it would be an expiation for the sins, kafara, for the sins that came for the year that is gone. Year that is gone. And so Allah completed it, perfected it, and was pleased, chose it for us, that this way of life should be the way of life for the believers to the day of resurrection. It comes to us that amongst the companions, there were many who Allah blessed with knowledge. And it is reported that on the day of Arafah, when this verse was revealed, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he began to cry. And when he was crying, the Prophet asked him, what makes you cry? And Umar answered, what made me cry is that our religion is being perfected for us. Now it is perfected. Nothing is perfect, but it is bound to deteriorate. So Umar said, perfection, when you reach the perfection, there is nothing left but naqs, to now start going down, to deteriorate. But the perfection is there at that time. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Sadaqta, you have said the truth, O Umar radiallahu anhu. And so the completion of the religion, what is the completion of this way of life? The completion is that a beautiful lifestyle has been developed for us, that we could use from the time of birth all the way to the time of death. A lifestyle that gives us answers for the problems we are facing when we are in sadness and when we are in joy. A lifestyle that gives us not only religious concepts of the hereafter, but also business concepts, interpersonal relationships, how to run a family, how to run a society, a complete way of life. And that completed religion is connected to the great prophets. And this is important because you will see all the way through the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is constantly referring to the messengers and the prophets. It is said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left Mecca with the persecution of the Quraysh, he went up to Taif. He was stoned by the Banu Taqif. And when he was rescuing himself and leaving the area of Taif, and he ended up in a garden of the Rabia family, and a servant man came to him named Addas and gave him some water, gave him grapes. The Prophet ﷺ cleaned himself, said Bismillah in the name of Allah, and he ate. And Addas said in words, "Why do you say that? What is this that you say? You are talking about one God." Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Who are you? Where are you from?" And he said, "I am Addas, and I am from Nineveh. I am from Iraq." The Prophet ﷺ said, "That is the place of my brother Yunus ibn Matta, alayhi salam." So immediately the Prophet thinks about the Prophet Yunus, the Prophet Jonah. See the connection. So he's constantly connected to the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet was in his difficulty, told him, "Wasbir kama sabara ulul azam min ar-rusul." Allah told him, "Have patience like the most resolute of the prophets." And amongst them is Nuh alayhi salam, Najiyullah, the confidant of Allah, who Allah saved. Was Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. He is the friend of Allah, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved from the fire. Amongst them is Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, the one who spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah saved him. Amongst them is Isa alayhi salam, Kalimatullah. He is the word of Allah breathed into the Virgin Maryam. And so the ulul azam min ar-rusul, the connection with the prophets. This beautiful house of Islam, which is completed, is also connected to the generation of the Prophet ﷺ. Because it is during his life that the Quran was revealed. Over the 23-year period, Islam was completed. And the Prophet ﷺ was reported to have said, "Khayru nas qarni, thumma ladhina yalunahum, thumma ladhina yalunahum." The best of people are in my generation. Then the one that follows them, and then the one that follows them. And so the best generation lived in that time. And so, if Muslims throughout history were to submit completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit to the fact that Allah has said the religion is complete, then the basis of our religious traditions would be from the prophets down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this beautiful generation, and then it stops. And from there, we implement Islam. We don't change it, but we have to practice it at different times, in different environments. But the religion, as Allah said, is complete. The practices are completed. The way the Muslims related to each other, how they interacted, it was completed. If we follow this as a nation, and it's not too late, there would be no place for deviations. There would be no place for sectarianism. One type of Muslim against another type of Muslim. Because we are all following the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completed by the last Prophet Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa taslim. How could we then, after the Prophet, peace be upon him, spoke about the best generation, how could we curse the companions? The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, La tasubbu ashabi. Do not curse my companions. And one riwayah he said, because if you were to give Mount Uhud in gold, you will never give what they gave. Do not curse my companions. And so we recognize the weaknesses of human beings. We recognize the weaknesses even of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they were human beings. But the religion is complete. And that is the beauty of Islam. It can continue on until the day of judgment. It can be practiced in the desert, in the jungle, in the mountains, in the snow. Because the principles are there, ready to be implemented by anybody in any part of the world. How could we, after the religion has become complete, take our teachers, our saints, our imams, and put them above the prophets? How could we do this? How could we look at the first generation in a negative way? That is submission. Submission is we accept the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. In that completion, and never forget these principles, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La dara wa la dirar. He said, do not harm anybody and do not harm yourself. How then could we, in the name of Islam, destroy our own bodies, flagellate our bodies? Suicide bombing. How could we be committing suicide in the name of Islam? The religion is complete. It is clear to us and clear to all those who will come afterwards. And so let us take this month of Muharram as a time to re-pledge ourselves to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, to pledge that we would read it, we would think about it, and we would implement it. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina. Today I have completed my religion for you. I have perfected it. I have chosen for you al-Islam. Let us also reconnect to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he was concerned with Muharram, doing righteous deeds and fasting, we should be concerned. Let us also try our best to unite with other Muslims. Try to look at people with what is the same and not what is different. And let us also reach out to good people of all faiths, to find a unity, an alliance of those who are standing for the earth, those who are standing for justice, those who are standing against racism, against exploitation. Let us reconnect with the people of this planet who are standing for what is right. Let us show respect for all of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. As Allah said, Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Him. And let us stand and repair ourselves. First, look at ourselves. Repair ourselves. Try to repair the things that are around you, in your family, in your society, in the world. Islah. This ummah is in need of repair at this critical time. But it will be strange. You will feel strange repairing relationship, even with somebody who shows you negativity. But you try to repair. You will feel strange trying to repair a society, even though it may say things against you. But I give you glad tidings for the strangers. To feel strange in this time is a great honor and privilege. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said, "Innal Islam bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu ghariba, fatuba lil ghuraba." The Prophet said, "Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange." So glad tidings to the strangers. They asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, who are the strange ones?" And he said, "Alladhina yuslihuna 'inda fasad an-nas." They are the ones who repair things when the people have become corrupted. Sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. We have come in a time of corruption. May Allah make us of the ghuraba. May Allah make our children of the ghuraba, who will stand for the sunnah and stand for an alliance with all that is good and righteous. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimina min kulli dhanbin istaghfiru innahu huwa ghafurur rahim.